Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pam, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Floyd Mayweather conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer period. If you would like to pose a question during this time, please press star, followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. It is now my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Kelly Swanson from Swanson Communications. Ma'am, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, operator. Thank you once again, media, for calling up today and joining us for Floyd Mayweather's conference call before his fight Saturday, December 8th against Ricky Hatton. We all know it's for the WBC and Ring Magazine Welterweight Championship of the world. Just a quick programming note, we had an excellent back-to-back media workouts in Las Vegas yesterday. Both guys were in rare form, and I'm going to go ahead and plug yahoosports.com, and if you go to the photo section, there's a really nice article on Yahoo Sports as well from Kevin Ioli. But if you go to the photo section, you can get a glimpse of some of the great pictures that were taken throughout the day with Associated Press and Getty Images. I think that the media workouts really were another indication, along with how many people have called in today to hear Floyd, of this, the magnitude of this fight. And then just one other additional note, we want to just mention again that HBO's Mayweather Hatton 24/7 new episode, the third episode, will debut this Sunday, December 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific on HBO. That's the third of a four-part series, and the fourth part will be shown live during Fight Week at the MGM. And you will all be receiving a Fight Week schedule tomorrow, which will detail all of the activities happening starting pretty much on Tuesday morning with their grand arrivals to the MGM Grand. So we have joining us today, of course, Floyd Mayweather, Leonard Ellerbe, CEO of Mayweather Promotions, and Oscar De La Hoya, president of Golden Boy Promotions, who will introduce the call, and then he has to actually get off the call. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Oscar De La Hoya, president of Golden Boy Promotions. Oscar?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being on the call. Indications are going extremely, extremely well. We're tracking about 60% of what Floyd and I did in our last fight. We did 2.4 million homes, and the 60% is gaining steam as the fight gets closer and closer. So that's a great indication that this again, Floyd Mayweather is part of a big event that a lot of people are waiting to see. Obviously, you know that we sold out in half an hour, another great indication that people are anxiously waiting for this fight. And now we're up to close to 18,000 seats on closed circuit in Las Vegas alone, which is just incredible. That's again another indication that that as the fight gets closer and closer, this locomotive is just gaining steam and going full force. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce now CEO of the co-promoter from Mayweather Promotions, Leonard Ellerbe. Leonard.
Thanks, Oscar. I'd like to thank everybody for joining the call. We're just excited. It's been a great, great promotion thus far, working with Golden Boy. And we've had a tremendous training camp thus far. Floyd is obviously in great condition like he is for every fight. And we're just excited and looking forward to next Saturday, getting ready to put on another outstanding performance. So without further ado, the best fighter in the world, Floyd.
How everybody doing? I'm just waking up. First, I want to thank God, thank Golden Boy Promotions, thank Mayweather Promotions, thank Kelly Swanson and the Swanson team. Team Mayweather, and I want to thank all the media and all the press and everybody that's covered this event. It's truly, truly been a blessing, and I'm ready to go.
Okay, great. Operator, if we can now open it up to questions, we'll take our first question. Oh, I do want to remind everybody that because of the volume and how many people are on the call, we are going to go with the one question rule today. Certainly, if we have time at the end, you can re-enter the line, but we're going to start with one question per media member. Thank you very much. Operator?
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star, followed by the number one, on your touch-tone phone at this time. We will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question is coming from Dan Rayfield with ESPN. Please go ahead.
Hey, Floyd. Hi, Leonard. I'm not sure how are you guys today.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Floyd, you know, I was struck by Oscar's remarks opening this conference call, talking about the fact that it was tracking so high as it compared to your fight with Oscar and all the closed circuit seats that have been sold and obviously the fact that it sold out in a half an hour. And, you know, there's a good chance that this fight may do over a million homes on pay-per-view. Sounds that way. That would make you the first fighter ever in the pay-per-view year to have back-to-back million pay-per-view in the same year. Did you have a chance to do, you know, in 1 year more pay-per-view than even Oscar? You know, and after so many years of not being on pay-per-view, what does that tell you about your popularity and about what has just sort of mushroomed for your career over the past, say, like 16 months or so, 18 months?
You know, the right chemistry, the right team. You know, my team has really went out there and went to war for me, not just inside the ring but outside the ring. Conducting business, and I can remember, you know, meeting with you early on in my career, and I just told you, you know, everything takes time. I'm gonna keep dedicating myself. I'm gonna keep just working hard, and eventually, you know, everybody will open their eyes and see that I really want it, and I need to be at the top. You know, just working hard work, and dedication, and just going through the struggle, but kept believing, and one day I said, you know, I'm gonna be a pay-per-view attraction. And here I am today. You know, I truly believe that we're gonna do over a million, you know, over a million homes. And I think it took a lot.
Hey, is he calling out of there, Kelly?
Hello.
Pardon me, Dan. Dan.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hang on a sec. Something happened.
Hello.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, hello? Floyd, but I can't hear Dan.
Dan.
I think they just took us out of queue. Hang on. Operator.
And his line is live.
Oh, here I hear you.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, you guys were Floyd was dropping out of there for a minute.
But you couldn't hear us. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? It took a lot of work. Guys that was writing articles about my career and about the different controversy that I've been through, as far as, you know, all the writers. Kelly Swanson is, you know, going out. My publicist is going out, you know, just, you know, breaking her neck to try to get my face in which that she could possibly get it. And Leonard and Al, and, you know, it's a good chemistry. And, of course, Richard Schaefer and Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotion, they do one hell of a job. And, you know, I got my own company now. So all those things together mixed in one is what pushed Mayweather to the top. And, of course, the main thing is that my skills and my hard work.
Operator.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Franklin McNeil with the Star Ledger. Please go ahead.
Hey, Floyd. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, a minute.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Floyd, one thing that struck me when I watched the 24/7, the second episode, was the issue of your hand and your shoulder. And it was an interesting comment you made. Even your doctor was saying she didn't really want you to go on too much longer in this career. The thing that struck me from that was, is Floyd Mayweather, or will Ricky Hatton be seen, have the injuries affected Floyd Mayweather in any way physically? And will Ricky Hatton be seeing the same Floyd Mayweather that everyone's used to seeing?
Well, you know, I feel that it's like a lot of fighters, you know, go through ups and downs in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just get it. You know, I just wanted the people a chance to see that, of course, I'm not Superman. You know, of course, you know, I put ice packs on my back. I go through, you know, therapy also. You know, and even though sometimes I may do or I don't need therapy, sometimes I don't even need therapy, and I still go, you know, just, you know, keep everything in place and in order. So we won't have a problem once we do get to that plateau.
So he's going to see the same Ricky. I mean, we're going to see the regular Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. That's why we do all our stuff early on in camp, and we continue to do therapy. Like, some days I don't even need therapy, and we do it, you know, just to cover all grounds.
Okay, great. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Mark Staniforth with the Press Association. Please go ahead.
Hi, Floyd. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I just wondered if you had any particular favorite British fighters throughout history and what your opinion is broadly of British boxing at the moment.
Boxing period, boxing period in a whole is a beautiful sport. Boxing is art, and every fighter has his own style. And, you know, I can respect that about, you know, different fighters, but it's not just a certain country of boxing. I like all boxing. It really don't matter what country, you know, it comes from. And, you know, I'm not really a Ricky Hatton fan. I'm not being disrespectful. I've seen a couple rounds of him in the Constant Zoom. I've probably seen a couple rounds of him and another fighter, but I've never really watched Ricky Hatton fight. And I don't study tapes on fighters. So, you know, this come December 8th, I'm just going to have to adjust and adapt to the style once we get in there. But, it's obviously done some right to be facing Floyd Mayweather, so we'll have to see December 8th, what he brings to the table.
Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Pete Shuttleworth from Wales on Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking the time on. How are you doing? This is a question for Oscar, if I may.
Let's see if he's still on. Oscar, are you still there? Yeah, unfortunately, sir, he had to drop off today, so he's still not on the call.
Right, okay. Well, so I put it to Floyd then. Obviously, there's been a lot of excitement about this Mayweather having a fight over in the UK. The other one that people are talking about is Calzaghe against Hopkins. Floyd, is that something that you guys want to see in America? Is that something that excites you?
Like I said before, we like all boxing. Hopkins is a good fighter. I think Calzaghe is a good fighter. I think the British fans probably want to see it more than the American fans. You know, I think so. But I think it's a good matchup, and I think both guys are going to bring their best.
Why did you say the British fans want it more than the Americans, Floyd?
I mean, that's just the way I feel. You know, you ask me a question, and I give you an answer.
Mm. I mean, it's a fight that a lot of people want to see, and it's obviously Britain against the U.S. It gets a lot of interest.
First I ask me a question, the only thing I can do is just be honest with them. And that's what they respect about me is my honesty. You know, as you've seen, you know, he's coming off a big fight in the UK with, I think, Chesler, that's his name?
Yeah, that's right.
And I feel that the UK fans love that fight. So why wouldn't they love to see Bernard Hopkins, fight against Calzaghe? But it don't really matter where the fight takes place. I think it's going to be it's a good matchup. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's your last question. Next, please.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Robert Morales with the LA Daily News. Please go ahead.
Hello, Leonard. Hello, Floyd. How are you guys doing today, man?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, man. Hey, Floyd, I was wondering if I could get your reaction to an interesting comment that Billy Graham had on his conference call last week. He praised your fighting ability. He said you're a fantastic fighter. Then he was asked about Floyd the person. And he kind of gave two accounts. He said in one breath he said that Floyd's got himself a bad reputation of being a nasty person. He is disrespectful to people all the time. But then he said, I don't think Floyd is as nasty as he pretends. What do you think about those comments from Billy Graham?
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And when it's all said and done, only God can judge you. It's obvious that I must be a good person because, you know, look at my hand I've been dealt, you know, over my whole career. So I know who I am as a person, and I know how I treat people. It is when it comes down to my job and my business, I put my boxing, I put my business first, and I dedicate myself to my craft. And a lot of times people really want to get a chance to know Floyd Mayweather, and it's more like I'm already prejudged before you get a chance to know me because, you know, of the articles and the stories that's written about me, you know, from the past. But, you know, I feel that everything is an obstacle, everything is a learning experience. And you live and you learn, and only the strong survive. And I'm one of the strong ones. All I do is just keep fighting, and no matter what nobody says, Floyd Mayweather is going to be him. He's going to continue to spend time with his kids and his family and love the people that love him.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from George Willis with the New York Post. Please go ahead.
Hey, Floyd, Leonard, how y'all doing?
What's up, George?
Just to sort of almost piggyback on Robert's question, Floyd, you're a very public person. You like to go out. You don't mind showing all the good things and the blessings that you have, even the money, things like that. In light of some of the things that have been going on, particularly lately with the football player getting shot and murdered, some of the basketball players, people breaking into their homes and holding them at gunpoint, are you concerned about, you know, being so public? Are you going to have to maybe guard yourself a little bit in this day and age?
Well, I mean, you know, of course I have, I say my same security team that I've had for years, and a lot of times when I'm doing interviews with you guys, you know, I try not to bring all my security around you guys, because I want you guys to be able to feel comfortable when you guys are giving interviews. But, you know, you live and you learn. You know, it's easy for them to always see me giving, you know, making it rain on TV, but they never talk about how Floyd Mayweather feeding family for Christmas. Floyd Mayweather feeding family for Thanksgiving. Floyd, you know, is always giving back. You know, they always want to talk about what they want to talk about. And then, like I always told y'all in the first 24/7, you know, it's America. You know, America is built on controversy and money. But, I mean, you know, everybody's an intelligent, just person how they want to judge a person. Me, myself, I'm a good person. I got a good heart, and I give a person my life. And, you know, I'm never trying to, you know, see each other pick up here.
Hello. Hey, George.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. His line just dropped now. Leonard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, Floyd's here.
Is Floyd back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, now you can, but you dropped out.
I'm sorry. Only thing I'm trying to do is give kids that come from the same backgrounds that I come from, the urban community, is everything that you see on TV, I got it legally. I got it just from hard work and dedication. I never done nothing illegal. I never sold nothing to my peers. All I did was go out there and just dedicate myself to the craft of boxing and just be me. And a lot of guys come from bad backgrounds, and I just try to help them and give them jobs. Some are able to cope, some are not, you know, but you live and you learn, and the only thing you can try to do is just, you know, be the best that you can be at what you do.
Great answer, Floyd. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you'd like to pose a question, you may press star followed by the number one on your touch tone phone at this time. Your next question is coming from Ramon Aranda with 41mania.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Chance, how's it going, bud?
Hey, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm wondering, do you at all think that you might be taking Ricky Hatton, you know, a little bit lightly? I mean, I know you've always been very confident, fire in your abilities, and obviously you're the favorite going in. But we've seen through, you know, the history of the sport that quite a few fighters, especially when they reach a certain level of success, kind of take, you know, some of their opponents a little bit lightly. Now, do you ever feel like you're doing that with Ricky?
I don't overlook no opponent. If you just look back at my career, even when I fought a guy like Emmanuel Augustus, I never took him light. I knew that he was going to bring his A game. I knew he was going to be extremely tough. I don't ever look at a guy's record. I mean, just because you may have one guy that's have 20 wins and 13 losses. And another guy that's 43-0, but the guy with the 13 losses has a lot more experience because he's been in there with guys of A-level, you know, to a lot of A-level fighters, and you got another guy that may be 43-0 for a lot of C and D-level fighters, and a guy with 13 losses for a lot of guys with A-level and B to A-level fighters. So it's not by a guy's record, you know. And me myself, I approach every fight in a great manner. When I say great manner, I'm always pushing myself to the limit and trying to get the best out of Floyd Mayweather. And I'm going to continue to push myself to the limit to get the best out of myself. Never overlook no guy. Always train hard. Always dedicate myself, because boxing is something that I love and I love to see. You guys on the internet and you guys and the writers write about me. And I like you guys to write, you know, good stories. So, you know, 20 years from now, when my grandkids read stories, they know that I was one hell of a fighter.
Absolutely. Well, hey, good luck, Jack. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from George Rosenwasser with the Valley News. Please go ahead.
Hi, Floyd. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Floyd, I wanted to know, what do you think about your portrayal on HBO, the HBO show 24/7?
You know, it is what it is. You know, people, they don't portray you how they want to portray you. But, you know, HBO is my hello?
Yes.
Hey there.
Yeah, HBO is my family. HBO is my home, you know. And HBO will always be my home and always be my family. I mean, you know, it's more like, I feel that I take care of my body in a great fashion. And I feel that I'm disciplined. You know, you don't see me in no pub drinking beer. After my fight, you don't ever see me 20 and 30 pounds, you know, outside my weight. You know, I fight at 147. I walk around at 147, you know, because I'm disciplined as a fighter. And I know what it takes. You know, that's wear and tear on the body. Keep gaining that much weight and keep losing that much weight. And they show you what fighters are disciplined and what fighters are not disciplined. And, you know, just being around the sport, you know, knowing that that's unhealthy for you. So, you know, hopefully you can find yourself a better fitness trainer.
Next question, please.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Gareth Davies with the Daily Telegraph. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Floyd. Thanks very much for this. Can I just ask you, on the same kind of tack as the last guy, on your portrayal on 24/7, there does seem to be an element, you're quite correct in what you say that, you know, you don't balloon up between fights, but there seems to be a portrayal that Ricky's a good guy and you're the bad guy who's mouthing off all the time. Does that bother you at all?
I'm the type of fighter that truly believes in himself and say, you know what, I'm gonna go out there and win. Or do you guys want something boring? I mean, this sport is boxing, and this sport is brutal, and it's not a gentleman's sport. You know, we conduct ourselves like gentlemen. You know, and I conduct myself like a gentleman. I'm not out there pushing Ricky Hatton on stage or, you know, nothing of that nature. We are shoving Ricky Hatton. I'm just saying what I believe in my skills, and I'm having fun on tour. Why not enjoy your job? You know, you can talk. I like to talk trash on my job. And it's like, for you, for instance, you could be competing against other writers, and you could be like, I'm the best writer now, and I write the fastest. And if you, and day in and day out, if you prove you're the best writer, then why not say it? I'm the best writer. They can't take this away from me. And then another writer may come to the office and say, look, no, he can't beat me. And the guy would be like, well, he'd be like, how many tournaments you won? He'd be like, I won two. He'd be like, well, I'll 10 under my belt.
So what you're saying is just your confidence talking, really. It's just your confidence that makes
it's just me believing in myself. Me believing in my skills, me believing in myself. And, you know, and that's, I feel comfortable. You know, I truly feel comfortable within myself, within my team, and within my skills.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Rich Bergeron with Fight News Unlimited. Please go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, Floyd?
Yeah, how you doing?
Ricky Hatton has said that you're in for the shock of your life in this fight. What will you do to prevent an upset, and what do you think is his greatest strength that you'll have to overcome to do that?
Well, 38 said he was going to keep pressure. 38 said he had a hell of a game plan. 38 had great trainers. You must realize trainers can't get in there and fight for fighters. A fighter must go in there and execute the game plan. And You know, you just better be in the best, if you plan on doing it, you just better be in the best shape of your life and bring your A game, because I'm always prepared mentally as well as physically.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question coming from Dan Raso with ESPN. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, sorry to cut off. That's why we had to come
back. I appreciate it, Kelly.
Hey.
Floyd, when you fought Carlos Valdemir a couple fights back, you know, I remember the press conference afterwards, you were very emotional. You said you were going to retire from boxing. You didn't want to fight anymore. Obviously, then along came the De La Hoya fight, which, you know, I think everybody would understand why you took it. It was the biggest fight out there that you could possibly make in the entire sport of boxing. And then, I guess, Ricky mouthed off about you a little bit after his fight against Castillo. And as Leonard so eloquently said on 24/7, you know, make the effing fight. My question for you is, once this fight is over with and you're very confident you'll win, what other things are out there for you to accomplish in the sport of boxing? How are you going to reconsider retirement?
I really don't know. I really don't know. And that's a great question. That's one of the, best questions that's been asked today. I really don't know. I mean, I feel that I'll accomplish really everything that a fighter can possibly accomplish in the great sport of boxing. But I really don't know. I think I need to sit back and talk it over with my mother and see what she says. That's what I honestly need to do.
Does a rematch with Oscar interest you in any way? Because he needs an opponent for May.
I don't know. I don't know. As of right now, I'm not interested in nothing but my fight December 8th, and we'll see. We'll see. But as of right now, I just want to just focus on one fight at a time. I don't want to overlook nobody and then see where we go from there.
Okay. Boy, thank you. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Ron Lewis with The Times. Please go ahead.
Hi, Floyd. Hi, Leonard. How are you doing?
Hey.
Your last fight, Floyd, you were stepping up and challenging Oscar at high weight. You were pound for pound number one before that. But is this a different challenge for you? Because he's got everything to win and you've essentially got everything to lose. How's your approach differently?
I always say that all the pressure is on me. Always. Every time out. It's more like even like fighting Oscar De La Hoya or fighting Baltimore or even fighting Hatton. When you fight Floyd Mayweather, you're fighting the best, which we all understand, but if I win, I'm supposed to win. That's Floyd Mayweather. But if a guy gives me a good fight, if a guy is going to win over me, it's an upset. But if I win, I'm supposed to win. So basically, I'm always in a no-win situation because once I beat a guy, there's always an excuse. He had weight problems. Mayweather was too big, you see what goes on in the sport of boxing. You know, I beat guys, and I beat them clearly, and they try to give me fights on split decisions, and I'm like, judge me for what I do inside the ring. Don't judge me for hearsay or what they write.
Cheers, Floyd.
Thank you.
Your next question is coming from Andreas Hale with HipHopDX.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, Floyd, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. My question is this. If you could pick one thing that the media and HBO 24/7 has missed or misinterpreted about you as a person and wish they would focus on more, what would it be?
I mean, it really don't matter. They're going to judge me and portray me in a certain way how they want to anyway. You must realize, in each fight, it has to be a good guy and a bad guy. When I fought Arturo Gatti, you know, I was considered a bad guy. But, you know, and when I fought De La Hoya, I was considered a bad guy. I guess when I fought, and then, you know, but when I fought Zab Judah, I guess, you know, they feel that he's worse than I am. So they made me the good guy, and the Zab Judah fight made him the bad guy. So, that's how your hand is dealt. You know, you just gotta deal with it. And you fight through everything, you know, everything is a struggle and everything is a fight, and you don't let nothing break your confidence, or you don't let nothing break your skills. Just continue to do what you got to do, stay focused, and just be you.
Thanks, Floyd.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Jamie Jackson with the Observer newspaper. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi there, Floyd. Thanks for your time. How you doing?
Thank you. Anytime, no problem. How you doing?
Okay, just a very quick question. What's the standout memory you have when you were growing up as an amateur fighter before you turned pro?
Before I turned amateur, I was in the boxing gym. I was in the gym training. There's one thing that I think about probably every single day. Every day I think about when I used to be a little kid, probably three or four. When I was a little kid, I can remember the guys in the gym used to always get in the boxing ring and get on their knees and boxing. And I used to run circles around them. I'd always run around them and try to punch them in the back when I was a little kid. So the memories, I think, just want to stick with me forever that I would never forget when I was a little kid.
Okay, that's right, Kat. Why does that one stand out?
Honestly, when I was a young kid, I used to go to the boxing gym when I was like 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah.
And the older fighters used to get on their knees and boxing, but I used to like to run around them, and run around the back and try to punch them in the back.
Okay, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Carlos Gonzalez with Primera Hora. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Floyd, I have two questions. One, do you feel like you're fighting more for respect today than you were a few years ago? And two, how do you see the welter division and how do you see Miguel Cotto play out in this division right now?
Well, you know, I'm just here to talk. I mean, I feel that I'm not fighting for respect. You know, I feel that I've earned my respect just to be, to get ready to pop up as the best fighter in the world. It's obvious you had to do something right, and somebody had to respect you to put you on that plateau, and to win ring belts, not just at one weight class, but at a couple weight classes. I feel that's an amazing accomplishment. Accomplishment in itself, and. Hatton is one hell of a fighter. He's a good fighter. He's going to bring his A game.
How do you see Miguel Cotto play out in this division right now?
This is not Miguel Cotto's thing. That was this is not Shane Mosley and Floyd Mayweather. We mixed up a little bit.
Alright, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Robert Morales with the LA Daily News. Please go ahead.
Thanks for letting me have a follow-up question. Floyd, before I ask you this question, let me preface it by saying that I think you can and probably will stop Ricky Hatton inside the distance on December 8th. That said, do you think there might, if there's one complaint that I heard after the De La Hoya fight, and it wasn't that you won because we all thought that you won, including myself, it was that there wasn't quite enough toe-to-toe action, to make fans happy.
You don't have to worry about that this time. You don't have to worry about that. Believe me, when I tell you this, you don't have to worry about that.
That's all I wanted to hear, man.
You don't have to worry about nothing. You're gonna get that from the opening bell.
All right. I appreciate that. All right.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Eddie Goldman with Seconds Out Radio.
Hey.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hey, Floyd, how are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. I think it's obvious that your popularity as a fighter is now at an all-time high with all these numbers of pay-per-view buys and seats and closed-circuit seats being sold attest to. Where do you think your skill level as a fighter, do you think that this edition of Floyd Mayweather is the best, or was it better in the past when you were younger, you fought guys like Corrales or Castillo or both Hernandezes?
I think that my skills would be sharp as they – I think in today's time, if I was more active like I was back then, it's like anything. If I'm going outside shooting jump shots every day, I'm going to be razor sharp. But if I'm only shooting jump shots, twice a week, I'm not going to be as sharp as me shooting jump shots 7 days a week. And, it takes a long time to build pay-per-view, have a pay-per-view fight, four to six months, between 4 to 6 months to build a fight of this magnitude. So that's why it's a little bit different. Back then I was constantly active. But that's why I try to start training a lot early on this go around so I can be a lot sharp, you know, a lot sharp. Because, you know, now I'm only fighting once every 2 years or twice or once a year. And, you know, I just haven't lucked up to fight twice this year. So, but it's been an amazing year for me, you know, to do all of it, just to become, A-lister, do Dance with the Stars, and so many different shows, and just, you know, just having a team that I have that's been supporting me, and a fan that's been supporting me, and all the writers and all the websites, you know, been keeping my name out, you know, out in the public eye. I think it's been tremendous, and I really, I want to let everybody know that's on the phone that I really appreciate everybody.
Hey, thank you. Good luck in the fight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Raul Sayens with Not the Fight. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Floyd, in the fight with Carlos Valdomir, you dressed as a Roman gladiator. For the De La Hoya fight, you wear the Steve Gonzalez, you know, dress. For this fight, are you going to have, you know, like a costume, like a Buckingham Palace guard or something like that?
We don't know what we're going to have on, but we're going to go out there and put on. I don't know what it's going to be. That's why we like you to, that's why we let you buy pay-per-view. That's why I'm interested in every other fighter. You know, I like to keep everybody guessing. You know, what is Floyd Mayweather going to wear? You know, some fans want to pay to see what I'm going to wear. Some pay, you know, for the name. Some pay to see the fight. Some pay to see the art. We just want you to tune in and buy the fight because, you know, you got two fighters that's undefeated, and this is Mayweather promotion, first fight, and it's gonna be one hell of a fight, but I don't know what I'm gonna wear. I mean, I guess when everybody we need to get a website so everybody can ask what I'm gonna, you know, talk about what I'm gonna wear for this fight. You know, I don't know what I'm gonna wear. You tell me what you think I should wear. People should write into a website and tell the different websites what they think I should wear. So I really don't know. But I'm going to go out there and put on a good performance.
Well, thank you, Floyd. And, you know, not only the pay-per-view buyers here in the United States, but I promise you everybody in Latin America and all over the world are waiting for you to put your shows not only on the ring, but also out the ring. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Brian Dugan with Sunday Times London. Please.
Hello, Floyd. How you doing?
Hey, mate.
How you doing? cheers, exactly. Tagging along to what the last two guys have said, you transcended boxing this year. Dancing with the Stars, how did you continue to train and focus on this fight while you were doing that, Floyd?
Because I started training a lot earlier than I normally start training.
Right.
But what's so crazy is Ricky Hatton was like, he was talking about Dance with the Stars was a show that he didn't find too pleasing. But he must realize that Dance with the Stars is a show that started in the UK and moved over to the US. A show that still goes on in the UK. But it was an amazing show, a good experience. I was able to show the world that I can go outside the box, and then I'm not just talented inside the ring, but I can also get involved with things in other fields and also show my skills and take risks.
Thanks, Floyd.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a couple more questions, please. You have another question? Coming from George Rosenwasser with the Valley News. Please go ahead.
Hey, Floyd. I know that Mayweather Promotions is working in conjunction with Golden Boy Promotions on this site, but how do you feel that Oscar has basically gone on record as saying Ricky Hatton is going to win this fight?
Well, you know, I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya said he was going to win May 5th. I mean, what he said, I mean, just because he said it, did he win? So, I mean, that's your answer right there. Hello?
Okay. Operator. Thank you. Your next question is coming from Ian Shadband with London Evening Station. Please go ahead.
Hold on. Let me go back onto that one. Oscar De La Hoya is supposed to say that because he's Ricky Hatton's promoter. I mean, it is just like if he was my promoter, he's going to say, I'm going to win. And so, you know, he's Oscar De La Hoya is Ricky Hatton's promoter. Even if you don't want to say that, that's what he's supposed to say. Because if I was Ricky Hatton's promoter and Ricky Hatton was fighting Oscar, guess what I'm going to say? Ricky Hatton going to beat Oscar. You always want your fighter to win.
Is it okay to ask the question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Floyd, just a little bit more about that Dancing with the Stars. As far as I understand it, we obviously don't see it over this side of the Atlantic, but it only just finished this week. So are you telling me that you could have got to the final dance-off and then beaten Ricky Hatton 2 weeks later?
I mean, I try to make the impossible possible. Anything is possible. I truly believe it could have happened because, even when the Dance with the Stars was going on before, after the show, as soon as the show was over, I never done media. As soon as the show was over, I go straight to the boxing gym, and after the boxing gym, I go put a 6 or 7 or 8 mile run in. So, you know, anything is possible.
I mean, there's a school of thought that would say that a boxer is not concentrating 100% on the fight, but 50% on a bit of show business.
Dance with the Stars has been over with a long time ago, weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks ago. I don't know how many weeks it was off the show. But I've been training for this fight for 9 weeks. And we come December 8th, it'll be nine weeks. And I'm prepared, mentally as well as physically, and I'm in tip top condition and I'm in great shape.
So is it fair to say that you would have, that you really weren't taking the dancing too seriously? In fact, you were probably quite glad that you were out after about 4 weeks.
I mean, I'm glad that I was off the show. Early than late, I would hate to, been on the show, then done the whole thing, then lost. Went on the show 10 weeks, then lost. That's why I'm glad I was off the show. Early like I was. Absolutely. So I could focus mainly on the fight.
Who won it in the end, by the way? I didn't see. Did you watch it?
I was there. I took a private jet. It was like 40 minutes away. I took a private jet over there, sat in the audience, watched it, flew right back, and went right back to training. But I think Elio won, the race car driver.
Yeah,
I thought Mel B really won. My honest opinion. I thought Mel B was the best.
I can't believe that you got beaten by a Spice Girl.
Things happen.
Next question. Let's go.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Diego Martinez with Reformer Newspaper. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Floyd. Well, in your career, you only have faced one fighter, undefeated fighter, is Diego Corrales, and now you face another undefeated fighter. Is the same? It's the same to face a fighter with one loss, two loss, or an undefeated fighter?
If we truthfully talk, or we being honest, Ricky Hatton has one loss. He lost to Luis Collazo. You can ask anybody that. I don't really know. I've never seen a fight, but go ask the world. That's all they say. He lost. He got a gift. But I'm not really worried about the guy's record. I'm not worried about the guy's record. Because once we go in there and face each other, a guy can have 30 wins and 10 losses. Once we face each other, we both 0-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we just have a couple more questions, Floyd. Thank you so much for your time. Go ahead, operator.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Jim Everett with SadoBoxing.com. Please go ahead.
But recently on 24/7, you mentioned that money is not the driver at this point in your career. I'm just curious, was it the money or the challenge of facing Hatton that brought you out of retirement?
This is something different, country versus country. That's something that, I've always looked to you've done everything else in the sport, but you never had country versus country. So, that's why I took on the challenge.
Thanks, Floyd.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is coming from...
Jack, make sure everything gets taken care of in my house today, man. Jack. Hey, Willa, where's Jack at? Okay. Hey, hello?
Thank you. Your next question is coming from Henry Bedoy with BoxingStars.net. Please go ahead.
Floyd, how do you approach this fight? Do you approach this fight exactly like all the other fights, or this is just a special fight in your career?
Well, you know, I think if you approach it any different from any other fight, you know, anything can happen. So that's why I try to approach it like I approach every fight. You know, go out there and just, you know, dedicate myself to boxing. Just go out there and just work hard. That's what I do. You know, I'm the hardest worker in the gym. You know, for all the people that came and seen me yesterday at the media workout and the press workout, they seen I was working hard. You know, I'm in tip-top shape. And everybody said my body looks a lot better this fight than they ever seen it. So, I mean, I'm in tip-top condition, and I feel good. And I'm going to go out there and put on a good performance. That's why I started camp early. And, you know, that's why, you know, we got Mayweather Promotions, you know, up and running. I feel good. My team feel good. So I think we're going to get a good outcome.
All right. Thank you.
Next question, operator. Almost done, folks.
You keep saying it.
Next question.
Fine,
go ahead. Go ahead, operator.
Just a moment. Your next question is coming from Ramon Aranda with 411media.com. Please go ahead.
Hey, champ. Before I ask my question, I wonder if I can make a quick suggestion for you. You know, obviously you've been coming out with some pretty funny attire when you come out to fight. Now, given the hat and big Manchester United fan, I'm sure all of his fans coming up to see, how about you come out with like a, I don't know, like a Liverpool or Chelsea jersey or something like that? I'm sure that would...
Okay, Ramon, get to the question, please.
Sure. Listen, what do you want to say? Kelly, stop doing that.
No, that's the press. This isn't a conversation. Go ahead.
It don't matter, man.
Can you tell us a little bit about Valdemir? How did training with him come about, and what did you learn from him?
All it was, I was in the boxing gym, and he was like, Valdemir going to be here. Leonard Ellerby told me that Valdemir is going to be here Friday. I said, we boxing, right? He was like, yeah. I said, okay, that's good. We need it. So he said he has another guy that's undefeated. I think he's 20-0 with 18 knockout. That's going to be here too. So I was like, no problem. So he came Friday. And I think then on Friday, I don't think we boxed because I was wanting him to, get comfortable. First, come in and get comfortable. You know, I like a guy to get comfortable because like I said before, you know, we fear. So, he came. He trained at my gym, and he enjoyed himself. We had fun, actually. Cool dude. And then Monday, we started boxing, and we was throwing down.
All right, thanks for your time, Floyd.
Okay,
great. That was our last question for this conference call. Floyd, do you have any closing comments before we go ahead and let you go?
I just wanted to say that I appreciate all the media because, you guys are the ones that helped Floyd Mayweather get to the level that he's at over the years, writing all the articles. And I appreciate, everybody. I truly mean that. And thanks for supporting me. My family, I appreciate you guys. Be there December 8th if you can't buy pay-per-view because this go around, I have to give you guys a toe-to-toe battle. And I'm not going to let you guys down. I'm going to go out there and perform well. And all my UK fans, all my UK writers, I appreciate all the articles. And continue to write about Ricky Haddon. Continue to write about Floyd Mayweather. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much, Floyd. That concludes the conference call. And thanks, everybody, for your participation. Again, tomorrow you will get the Fight Week schedule with all the activities for next week in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Thank you. And this does conclude today's Floyd Mayweather conference call. You may now disconnect your lines and have a pleasant evening.